This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Biden administration's top Middle East envoy, Brett McGurk, is heading back to the region this week. He's going to try to negotiate a hostage deal. NPR's Asma Khalid reports this comes after the U.S. vetoed another U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Brett McGurk will be in Egypt on Wednesday and then Israel on Thursday. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby defended the administration's veto at the UN, saying it could put McGurk's hostage negotiations, seeking a temporary ceasefire, at risk.
We just weren't able to support a resolution today that was going to put sensitive negotiations in peril. And that's what we believe this resolution would do.
McGurk's trip to the region comes as the Israeli prime minister has vowed an operation into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where many displaced Palestinians are sheltering. The Biden administration has repeatedly called on Israel to have a credible plan to protect civilians and says, as of now, it hasn't seen one. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Saturday is the day for South Carolina's Republican presidential primary election. Former President Donald Trump has won the GOP contest in which he has competed so far. He attended a town hall in South Carolina last night on the Fox program, The Ingraham Angle. Trump was asked if he's the GOP nominee, who he might pick as a vice presidential running mate.
The one thing that always surprises me is that the VP choice has absolutely no impact. It's whoever the president is, it just seems.
Trump also used the town hall to compare himself and his criminal cases to Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny died last week in a Russian prison camp. The Biden administration blames Russian President Vladimir Putin for Navalny's death. House Republicans will question President Biden's brother, James, behind closed doors today. It's part of their impeachment inquiry against the president. Republicans have shown no evidence to prove any wrongdoing by President Biden. Three states and some industry groups are asking the U.S. Supreme Court today to block a federal rule. It's intended to limit harmful ozone pollution. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the justices took the rare step of scheduling oral arguments at a preliminary stage in this case.
Legal scholars say it's only the third time in about 50 years that the Supreme Court will hear arguments at such an early step in a case. Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia want the justices to pause the federal good neighbor rule, which is designed to protect people in downwind states from severe health problems because chemicals from coal plants and natural gas pipelines can drift hundreds of miles across state lines. The Environmental Protection Agency says the rule saves lives and prevents respiratory illness, but the challengers say it's costly and unreasonable and takes away too much power from states. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. Jury selection starts today in New Mexico. It's for the criminal trial against a woman accused in the 2021 death of a cinematographer filming the movie Rust. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports the woman is accused of involuntary manslaughter.
Prosecutors say the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, loaded at least one live round of ammunition into a prop gun that went off during a rehearsal on the set of Rust. The bullet killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, and it also wounded the director, Joel Souza. The now 27-year-old armorer has pleaded not guilty to two counts of involuntary manslaughter, as well as tampering with evidence and a separate firearms charge. If Gutierrez Reed is convicted, she faces up to 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter alone. Actor Alec Baldwin was holding the gun that went off. Prosecutors also say that as co-producer of Rust, he was responsible for overseeing a sloppy set and critical understaffing that led to the fatal accident. Baldwin is set to go on trial this summer. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
An appeals court in Chile has ruled there should be a new investigation into the 1973 death of Chilean poet and Nobel Prize winner Pablo Neruda. His cause of death was listed as cancer. Neruda's nephew says international investigators indicate he may have been poisoned. A dead satellite is falling back to Earth. The European Space Agency probe is expected to return in a few hours, but scientists don't know just where it'll fall. They think it'll be the ocean. They say most of the satellite will burn up as it falls back into the Earth's atmosphere. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.